So I have I have been edging myself for the past 15 minutes or so. There's somebody I have been thinking about lately. Somebody in my real life, actually, for once. Oh God, it's so bad. I know I can't have him for a multitude of reasons, but he's just fucking perfect for me. Oh, his eyes, fuck. It's just, the way he talks to me, the way he's so sweet. God, I need him, and I don't know if he knows. I doubt he does, but if he knew the way I thought about him, he would either never talk to me again, or we would fuck like rabbits. And I'm too afraid to find out. fuck. He is... Oh, God. Oh, I need him. I fucking need him. Oh. Oh, God. Sometimes I wonder what he's packing. I do. They say that the color of your lips is close to the color of the head of your cock, and I have spent an embarrassing amount of time looking at his lips while he talks, and he has no idea what I'm imagining, and I feel like the biggest fucking creep. I do. But I can't help it. It is unfair. Oh, God. Oh, God, the way he smiles and he laughs. Oh, God. If I could just his head between my thighs, I would die a happy woman. I would. I seriously fucking would. And imagining him, oh God, taking me on his couch and having his way with me. Oh, his hands caressing my breasts and his tongue on my fucking nipples and his teeth tugging at them. Oh God, I need it. I fucking need it. And I would, if I had 5 minutes alone with him, I'd need a hair tie and I'd be on my knees and that's all it would fucking take. I don't care. I need him in a way that is, I need him in a way that's concerning to feminism. It's so bad. The things I would do. And the things I would let him do to me. I've been edging for so long, but just the thought of him is, I can't help it. And there's part of me, a sick and twisted part of me that wants to just casually mention the content that I post on here, just to gauge his reaction and make him blush. Oh, if I were, if I were that insane. But not to break the illusion, I know I come off as incredibly sexual, but I am very shy in person, and I really am the quiet girl that dreams about the nastiest, dirtiest fucking things you'll ever imagine. Sometimes I space out when people are talking to me, and all I'm thinking about is getting fucking railed. I need to be fucked. I want it to be him. I do. And I want him to know what I think of him, but at the same time, it terrifies me to think that he wouldn't reciprocate. Oh, fuck. I could just spend forever listening to him talk, and sometimes, oh God, sometimes he'll just talk and I just don't hear a fucking word because I am too busy. Oh God, thinking of what he could do to me. And I just study his hands and I imagine them wandering my body, fingers tracing the outline of my pussy before he drags it to my clit and strokes it softly as I whimper against his neck. Oh God, oh fucking God. Oh, I could, oh, I need him. I know I keep saying it, but I genuinely have not lusted after someone this hard in fucking forever. Oh, fuck. Fuck. And I wonder what he, what's the kind of girl he wants, and the things he wants done to him and to do to a lover. And whatever it is, I would gladly do it to him. I would. And if he wanted to fuck me brutally, I would let him. I would let him take me and claim me forever. If he wanted to come inside me, if I wasn't even on birth control, I would let him. I would. Dear God, I would. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, I am. Oh, I'm so close. I can't hold back anymore. Oh, I need you. I fucking need him. I do. Oh, God. Oh, I'm close. Oh, close.